Hi, I'm Savannah. I am a junior here at OU, and I'm majoring in pre-athletic training, and this is my 180 story. So growing up in a Christian home and going to church just felt natural to me. It's always something we did as a family. I get to dress up, see my friends, get free hot chocolate. Life is great, and I was extremely comfortable with the way I was living my life. But even with this quote-unquote perfect life, something still felt like it was missing. I was doing everything right. I'm a good person. I'm kind to others. What more could I possibly need? In high school, a lot changed with my will to please others. I would mold myself into this perfect friend, girlfriend, student, you name it. I think I had so many different personalities, someone could have given me a disorder. I never felt like I was just Savannah, and that was enough for someone. Around my church friends, I was this angel that did nothing wrong, but my school friends, it was partying and drinking on the weekends. All that was in my mind is if I could just get people to like me, then everything would be okay. I felt like I needed a fresh start. I didn't feel like I was fitting in at my old church or my school, and an opportunity kind of fell in my lap. A friend from where I worked at, which was Kroger at the time, invited me to a college small group. So I figured, I'm about to go in college, so why not? Friends came and went as high school went on, but in the spring of my senior year of high school, I made the decision that I didn't feel like I belonged at the church I grew up in, which was heartbreaking. So I decided to switch churches after attending this small group a few times. I thought I could make some new friends. I felt like I had a fresh start at this whole being a Christian thing because on the inside, I still wanted to please my parents. But after going to the small group for a while and hearing these college kids going through the same things that I was going through and applying scripture to their lives, a light bulb went off in my head. I was finally understanding and comprehending what I was reading. Hearing from other people that were my age and having questions about the Bible made me feel like I wasn't alone. I finally had a group of people that I could relate to, and I think it was the best possible thing for me at the time. But I never understood scripture on a deeper level. It was something that never really came naturally to me, and I didn't care to take the time to dive deeper. But for the first time when I went to this group, I felt like I was finally getting my question answered about who God was and how I could apply it to my everyday life. I wanted to pursue him and know him more. After being involved for this a little bit, which are now some of my best friends to this day, by the way, I prayed that when I went into my first year at OU, that I would find a Christian community that I did not want to lose, because I did not want to lose what I just gained back home. I very quickly found crew from one of those little green questionnaires. They do work. But also fell into the OU lifestyle almost immediately, because I wanted to please my roommates and I wanted them to like me. I fell back into my old patterns again of living two separate lives. It wasn't until I was challenged to be a leader crew my freshman year, and was also challenged to go on a mission trip, I really felt the Lord tugging on my heartstrings. He was calling me to more, and I was very, very uncomfy. But willingly, I surrendered the idea that I had to please everyone to the Lord and pursued what he had in store for my life. Now let me preface, you don't need to go to another state or the other side of the world to feel like the Lord is using you. He could use you right where you are now, and that's equally as important. But in my case, I felt like he was calling me to Ocean City, New Jersey. I was questioning it at first. I can't raise all that money. My parents would never approve. But in the back of my mind, I was saying, what if? Right away, when I asked my parents, they said no, which I immediately expected. So I made a bargain with them that if I raised the money all on my own, then I would go. About a week out from going to Ocean City, I had raised about $250 out of the $4,300 that I was supposed to raise. I was thinking, there's no way I'm ever going to make this deadline, and it's just out of hope. It wasn't until I got a letter from someone I asked to support me, I could think 2 days before I was about to leave, that they would cover my entire trip. I was in complete shock, and I had saw the mindsets of not only myself change, but my parents change. I saw my faith strengthened, and my parents as well. So I took this as an obvious sign from the Lord that I needed to take and go to New Jersey. So I hopped in a car with people I'd never met and went. I could talk about Ocean City forever, but I'll save you that if you want to talk to me personally. But going in, I was excited to meet new people and strengthen my faith. And not going to lie, the Lord was calling me to give up a lot in Ocean City, my relationship, past friends, and most of all, my comfort. I think I was quite literally pushed to share my faith, if you know, you know. I would be lying if I said that Ocean City was a cakewalk. It pushed me in ways that I didn't even think were possible. I shared my faith with strangers, made a community in several different states, and was able to conquer my fear of public speaking, hence why I'm in front of you guys today. The Lord provided for me in so many ways that I can't describe to you. When I prayed for a community right at the beginning of college, he way exceeded my expectations. I was expecting to make a couple friends because I'm painfully antisocial, but he had a great plan for me that took almost a year or so to take place. So if the Lord is calling you to take a step of faith and trust in his plan, it might be a roller coaster, but he knows what he's doing. He also displayed to me that not only am I worthy of love of others around me, but I'm also dearly loved by him. So much that he sent his son to die for me. Sorry. I don't have to be anyone else or prove anything to anyone else. I can just be Savannah, and that's enough. By no means am I perfect, obviously, but I still have struggles, and I know the Lord is using me through all of this, and I'm not alone. If anything I said resonated with you, feel free to talk to me afterwards. I'd love to talk with you. I'm not this emotional all the time. But once again, I'm Savannah, and this is my 180 story.